Is your team not performing well? Is morale low and turnover high? Are you falling further behind the competition? I'm here to help. I'm your host, Shaney, and this is the Leadership Show, where business strategy and culture finally meet, and we make the long-awaited shift from rhetoric to results. I promise I'm not your typical boring leadership consultant, and I will help you get your shift together. Let's do this.
Top executives are up to 500% more productive when they're working in a state of flow. This according to a 10-year study conducted by preeminent consulting firm, McKinsey. And that, Leadershifters, is what we're here to talk about today on the first episode of the Leadership Show for 2019. It's Shaney, and I'm really excited to be back at it after taking a brief hiatus for the holidays. I hope everybody had an awesome new year and that you are ready today for my newest tool. Much like my other tools and acronyms, this is a tool that is easy to use and easy to apply. Today's acronym is FLOW. You guessed it, since we're here today to talk about how to increase your productivity. The latest tool in the Leadershifters toolkit is about how to get us into flow. And once you learn how to do this, I want you to try it out for yourself and then introduce it to your team, because what Leadershifter doesn't want to supercharge their productivity? So, you know how sometimes, you know, you have to get shit done and you just can't. You're like, oh, I'm not in the mood, or I don't have my juices aren't flowing and I'm distracted. Well, sometimes you don't have a choice and you really need to get this stuff done. And that's one of the ways I've been applying this tool, is to get myself into flow when I'm not feeling it. Because sometimes we don't have a choice to wait until we are feeling it. So here is the official definition, according to Wikipedia, of what it means to be in flow. In positive psychology, flow, also known colloquially as being in the zone, is the mental state of operation in which a person performing an activity is fully immersed in a feeling of energized focus, full involvement, and enjoyment in the process of the activity. What does it feel like to be in flow? It feels like magic. It's easy, and things just move, and you're productive, and you feel energized and super creative. And that contrasts to, what does it feel like when we are not in flow? It's like robotic and forced and stuck, distracted. Like we're spinning our wheels and not getting anything done. It's freaking frustrating and draining. And we'll just spend hours and then not be happy with our work product. So I think we can all agree, we'd much rather get into even the smallest state of flow before we work on important things. Drum roll, please. The newest leadership tool, FLOW, stands for full breaths, F. L is for love quotient, and bear with me on that one. O is for open mind, and W is for a winning setup. So here are the details. F for full breaths. We gotta calm our parasympathetic nervous system and regain focus before we do anything else. And quite honestly, the easiest way to do that is to pause and take 3 or 4 full, deep breaths. This gets us out of fight or flight mentality. It reduces anxiety, and it brings us kind of more fully present and focused. And it's not that hard. I think we all know how to take deep breaths. Well, let me take that back. Do we all know how to take deep breaths? I know when I'm not conscientious about how I'm breathing, my breathing is super shallow. So when I want to intentionally take deeper breaths, I focus on counting and making sure those breaths are coming from my belly area and not just my throat or chest. So let's try it. Let's just take 3 super full deep breaths again, stressing on that they want, you want them to come from your diaphragm. That's where real breathing happens. And let's do it. Just inhale to the count of four, exhale to the count of four. And eventually you can work your way up, inhale and exhale to the count of five, inhale, exhale to the count of six. I mean, I have a little bit of a head rush just from those couple of deep breaths to the count of four. So that is F for full breaths. L stands for love quotient. Now, I know what you're thinking. What on earth does love have to do with being at work? And it's not about love. It's not about physical love. It's not about emotional love. It's about opening our hearts and appreciating what we're up to. And I did not make this shit up. This is something that a lot of top executives are talking about. In fact, it's the next iteration in the evolving landscape of quotients. First, we had IQ, right? The intellectual quotient, or your technical ability to do the job. And then there was EQ, right? Emotional intelligence quotient. Well, the newest term is LQ, for love quotient. And I'm just going to read you some things that I read online about Jack Ma, who is the founder and CEO of Alibaba, one of the biggest companies in the world. It's a Chinese internet company, and Jack Ma has become a bit of a thought leader. So he believes that no matter how smart machines get and how much that they can do, that the world's most pressing problems will never be solved by machines, because it's only humans who have the capacity for compassion, understanding, and love. Okay, and this is his quote: a machine does not have a heart, a machine does not have a soul, and a machine does not have a belief system. And he's talked about this broadly. I mean, one example is recently he was addressing an audience of executives in Hong Kong, and he challenged corporate leaders there to, quote unquote, go beyond tapping high IQ and high EQ when you're dealing with conflict, rivals, and resistance to foreign markets. He urged them to lean into LQ, compassion, better understanding, humanity. And those are some serious professional business challenges when we're talking about conflict resolution, competition, foreign markets, and all that stuff. So the bottom line, leadershifters, is that the best ones of us don't just lead with our heads. We lead with our heart, and we lead with our instincts for a whole body experience of leadership. So how do you activate LQ? Because I know for some of us, I mean, I still work on this all the time. I tend to be a lead with an intellect type of person. And this is something I promise you I work on every day. And two questions that I use and encourage clients to use to activate LQ are the following. What do you appreciate right now as you're about to get into this task, right? Because this is all about getting into flow. What do you appreciate right now about yourself, about the task at hand, about other people involved, etc.? The second question is, what's a vision that you really love, that you feel passionately about, that this task that you're about to embark on helps you work towards? Okay, so what's the bigger picture that does bring you joy to help you get into a state of flow for whatever you're about to do, even if it's not quite your favorite task, but you know it's ultimately getting you towards accomplishing something in the bigger picture, towards your larger mission or set of goals. Okay, O. O stands for open mind. This is different than leading with intellect. Intellect is about what we know. Open mind is more about maybe what we don't know yet or what we have forgotten. And so when we're getting into a state of flow, we want to open our mind rather than narrow our mind. And the tendency is going to be to narrow because we're like, okay, it's time to focus. But here's what I'm advocating for open mind. Tabula rasa, blank slate, figure out what's the best way to move forward. And you can only do that by opening your mind to the possibilities and don't just go. That is the fire, aim, ready approach. Leader shifters know they need to ready, aim, fire. We need to get some divergent points of view before we converge on the point of view with which we want to move forward. Even if the thing you're getting into flow about doesn't involve other people, if it's just you, brainstorm yourself. Ask yourself those powerful, open-ended questions that I teach you in terms of being a better leader coach. And we can do this for ourselves. Like, what are all the possible ways I could go about this? What would I do in an ideal world? What would I do if I could do anything right now? If I were starting with that blank slate, these are the kind of open mind questions I want you asking yourself as you sit down to move forward on a task or a project. The other things that are involved in open mind, just want to check my notes here. So the only other thing I want to make sure that we're doing when we open our minds is checking our assumptions. Okay. What are the assumptions we may be going into this project with or this task with about ourselves, about other people, about what we do or don't like, about what we're sitting down to do? Let's check our assumptions and again, open our minds. And this is again, after we've breathed deeply, after we have checked in with what we appreciate and what we love about the project, and now our mind can be a little more open. The last phase of flow is having a winning setup. This is setting yourself up for success with the right circumstances. Don't try to get into flow for 20 minutes in between two meetings that are just going to distract you. Don't try to get into flow in a noisy open office environment if you know that doesn't work for you. Okay, here are several tips that I recommend and that work for me in terms of a winning setup. First of all, be selective about when we try and get into flow. For most people, we're most productive, our minds are sharpest in the morning. So block some time on your calendar when you know you're going to need some focused time to work on something because we're freshest in the morning. Don't block out time, you know, right after lunch when we're in food coma or at the end of a long day when you know you're going to be exhausted and not at your best. So take advantage of when you know you're at your best. Maybe you also use the Pomodoro technique to time some of your work intervals. You can integrate that with the W, the winning setup. Number two for winning setup is do your best to get rid of distractions. A study by Adobe, and this is one of many studies that give similar statistics, show that people are distracted by email, doing email up to 6 hours a day. You can't be in flow if your inbox is in front of you and it's dinging constantly, right? Shut off the notifications, shut your computer, or at least shut down your email so that you're not distracted. If you're really trying to be in a state of flow, shut your office door. Or if you work in an open office environment, reserve a conference room or work from home that day, whatever it takes to minimize the distractions so that you continue to be in that state of flow. And the third tip for being into flow is getting your actions right, meaning figure out what is the next logical step to take without any contingencies. And that's the first step when you're finally ready to get into flow that you're going to take. I see this mistake made all the time. People put projects on their to-do list and they don't break them down into actionable steps. And then they sit down with something on their to-do list that's like, increase sales by 15% this quarter. Well, that's not actionable. What steps do you need to take if you're going to work on increasing your sales? Break it down into small digestible pieces. That's the last piece of the W for flow. And once you have those steps outlined, freaking go. Energy that's in motion stays in motion, and you can crank until it's time to take that natural break to get ourselves rested and relaxed, and then we can get back into flow by resuming taking three more deep breaths. Okay. So now I need to take a deep breath because I've been talking. It feels like nonstop for the past few minutes. Do you see how helping yourself and helping your team know how to conjure up a state of flow, not really on command, but with intentionality, will help you drive results for you and your team? So I want you to practice this, Leadershifters. And once you nail it, I want you to introduce it to your teammates and to your colleagues. Mindfulness is healthy in and of itself. But when we are accomplishing things, boy, do we feel great. And I got to tell you, I've been trying to crack this nut, combining mindfulness, which I know is super helpful, and this tendency I have to lead with my head and be more action-oriented. And I really feel like flow is the nut that I've cracked. So a quick recap. Flow, full deep breaths from our abdomen. L, love quotient. If some of the richest billionaire executives on the planet are advocating for this, I think it's a good thing. And we too can get ourselves into the right space to appreciate what we're doing and appreciate who we're working with and what we're working on, instead of going into a project with more negative thinking. O, open mind. Don't aim, ready, fire. Let's ready, fire, aim. And W, winning setup. Let's set ourselves up for success to be in flow by minimizing distractions and doing it when at times of the day when we know we're going to be at our best. So that's flow, F-L-O-W. Bruce Lee has a quote that I think really perfectly summarizes what we've been talking about today. And it's, the idea is that flowing water never goes stale. So let's just keep flowing. Leadershifters, we may not be able to keep flowing 24/7, but I assert if we can be more intentional about getting into flow, the impact is almost unquantifiable. Back to that statistic of top executives being up to 500% more productive, that McKinsey statistic, I will take it all day long, and I bet you will too. Thanks for joining me today on the Leadershift Show. Please, if you have ideas or you want to be coached live in the moment on one of my podcasts, get in touch on any of our social media or ping me at shaney@theleadershiftproject.com. Mwah! Till next time.